But what the problem of the non-commercial license creates for us in the developing world is twofold. We cannot effectively use any of MIT's content in the developing world for two reasons. One, the license is not compatible with a whole range of free content licenses that are out there. So, for example, I'm going to use an absurd example. Let's say I want to take an article out of Wikipedia, right, which is a scientific article on whatever, and I want to include that with a bit of MIT's open content, re-release it under a free content license for use in secondary schools. I may not do that because the non-commercial restriction sits within MIT's content, and I cannot mix it with any of the free content license. So it's a big, big problem for us. The other problem, of course, is, and particularly within Africa, if we have a small business entrepreneur within Africa who's repackaging materials and distributing them to remote rural regions and is getting a service charge, which is essentially a commercial activity, and there's a service charge around that, we are not going to be permitted to do that under the with a non-commercial restriction. So it's a very, very real problem. So that's why I'm spending a lot of time on it.